Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I love you. You guide me all things. You guide me all things. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you have opened my eyes. You have opened my eyes. Holy Spirit, said Holy Spirit.
Somebody obviously said Holy Spirit.
Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. That's a beautiful song by Martin PK, Holy Spirit. Welcome to the Morning Faith Boost. Welcome to your Morning Faith Boost. We're still learning how to receive from God. I believe it's been helpful. I believe it's been quite enlightening. So yesterday we looked at 1 Timothy 6 and 17. 1 Timothy 6. 17, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. This is one instruction that the body of Christ needs to learn to adhere greatly to. because we are in a fight, okay? We're not fighting people. We're not fighting neighbors or family and all. You know, we're fighting a good fight of faith. So a good fight of faith is that fight in which you already know you're going to win. It's a good fight. The outcome was clear before you got into it. But it's a fight. Right? It's a fight. And the enemy might throw dirty. The enemy might play dirty. Right? But you're in to win. So you're conscious of the fact that you're in this fight as a victor already. But you've got to be in it. All right? If you remember, you know, when they needed to go possess the promised land, God told them, see, I have given this to you, all right? Go in and possess it. So imagine, okay, so after they've walked around Jericho 7 days, which naturally also still wasn't going to be comfortable, then, you know, the walls fell down. They still had to draw swords and start killing people. You know, you might just have felt, God said, I've given you, let's just stroll in now. Let's just stroll. No, strolling wasn't the point. You know, you understand that. So God had given them the promised land, but they had to battle nations to get it. Do you get this point, please? God had given them the promised land has been theirs as far back as when Abraham was alive. That was when the promise was made. So God had made the promise. God had committed himself. You remember Abraham asked, when God said to Abraham, this land I will give to you and your children. Abraham said, how am I certain that will happen? God made a covenant with him. So the promised land was theirs as far back as when Abraham was alive. Okay, so it was now time for Moses to take them to go inherit the land. So of course, you remember that Joshua was now the one to divide the land for them. They had to still draw swords and fight battles. So things have been given to us by God. Yes. But the earth system we live in, all right, is corrupt. Okay, Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness. The earth system is corrupt. By stripes you are healed, but germs fly, viruses fly, you know, bacterias, all them fly. But doesn't nullify the scripture. So you are the one now to fight the good fight of faith. God believes, all right, that you should prosper, which you do. And then he stirs favor in people's hearts towards you. Yeah, but God will not forcefully, you know, twist anybody's arm. You know, yeah, sometimes it could stir you up, jerk you, hey, quickly get this done and all of that. But we'll still not forcefully twist anybody's arm. So God could speak to someone and say, I want you to give XYZ to that person. If it feels, I'll do it, Lord, I'll do it later. If you want to be sure if that's ever happened before, think about yourself. I'm sure you've thought of giving something to someone and you felt you'd do it later. Aha. So that just shows you that it might happen also to someone towards you. You know? So it's a fight. So you're not fighting people. And that's sometimes what will make the mistake. You know, we now have entitlement mentalities. This person did not give me the opportunity I want. This person did not. No, none of them are God. God ordered a system of prosperity for you. All right. The enemy has a system that wants to hinder it. You put your foot down on God's word. It's a fight of faith. Please, let's get clear on the kind of fight it is. So if 2-3 people do not show you favor, you get God's word. The righteous is surrounded with favor as with a shield. All right. Psalm 5 and the 12th verse. All right. And then you lay hold on it every day. You're speaking because you have a project in front of you and you need favor towards it. The people you know might disappoint you, but God always has a way of turning the table. So you've got to put your foot down. It's a fight of faith. All right? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run over, will men give to your bosom? And God has men. So if 10 men say no, God has more men. If 50 men say no, God has more men. Put your faith in God, not in the men. The men are the channels. Put your faith in God. Please understand that. Okay? The men are the channels. So it's a fight of faith, a faith fight. It means And faith comes from hearing the word, all right? So it means it's a fight you fight with the word. It's a fight you fight using God's word. I remember I told you some time ago, there are 66 bags of seeds in the Bible, all right? Seed meaning God's word. Have you found now those seeds that apply to your specific situations? Have you found them now? All right? On the fact that you desire a spouse, okay? On the fact that you desire a better job, on the fact that you desire better accommodation, on the fact that you desire a baby, on the fact that, you know, have you found these verses? If you have, are you ready for the fight? Very many times we quit too soon. Very many times we give up too soon. Please remember, you are fighting a good fight. Okay, but it is a fight. I remind you once again of what I just said. The children of Israel owned the promised land by promise from God. By promise. And God owns the earth. So they could actually have just gone to each territory, you know. Go, hello, who are you? We're the Israelites. Okay, so who are you? Yeah, we are the Israelites. And so who are you? Ah, we thought you'd have heard about us by now. God told us that we own this land. So we thought God would have told you. So please, in case he didn't tell you now, we're telling you, pack out. So we think it should just always be that way. But Bible says there's a fight. There's a fight. But you will win. Now, must everything be ugly, horrible, no, now. Check the battles they fought. They were just enjoying victory. Except for the battle of Ai. And that was because of what Achan did in the camp. It's victorious. They go in, hey! And they're done, but they need to draw the sword. But they know that their victory was not by the sword. They know their victory was from God. So we have promises from God. The same way God promised them the land. We've got promises from God. God has told you this in his word. God has told you that in his word. Or God told you this in the prayer time. Or God told you that while meditating. Or God told you this as your day was just moving on. Maybe you were jogging, you were resting, you were watching TV. God spoke something to you and cool, it clicked in your heart. You might still have to take steps. You will still have to believe for something. You still have to take, you know, you've got to. A number of years ago, God told me, go to Jebusat Church. Okay, yes, Lord. Okay. But you now have to trust God for accommodation. Might not be trust God, but I know, I mean, I believe he has arrangements for me. I believe he has arrangements for me. But guess what? With the believing he has arrangements for me, I still had to squat for over 1 year. But I didn't allow that to affect me mentally. Within that same 1 year, we had 100 members in church. So glory to God. Because sometimes you now allow, hey, this hasn't happened yet. That hasn't happened yet. Maybe it's not God. Maybe it's not God. Maybe it's not God. No, it is God. We need to stop being emotional Christians. We need to stop allowing things get at us so easily. We need to toughen up, guys. We need to toughen up. You know, I've heard Ken Hagin, you know, say a couple of times that he feels for those who really just sometimes seem to have things easy all through. It means they never understood how faith really works. They've never had to use their faith and use it well. You know? You might want to get his book, Must Christians Suffer? Of course, he dealt with the fact that you don't suffer for what Christ already suffered for. You know, but there's the strength of your faith you walk through. You know, there's capacity that you build. You know, there's persecution. Persecution is part of the package. Don't forget that. Jesus said, whoever will give anything for the sake of the gospel will receive 100-fold plus persecution. Paul also now wrote to Timothy, they that will live a godly life will suffer persecution. So it comes with a package. They are talking about me. I don't like it. I've not done anything. Oh, then that's persecution. Rejoice. For the, like Jesus says, for that's the same way they persecuted they that were before you. So we got to toughen up. God gives a promise. In between the promise, all right, and laying hold of it is that fight. So many people are just, you know, just sip, you know, wine and say, oh, God has promised me, it's mine. True. But certain things now require the fight. Please get what I'm saying. It's not going to be fighting devils. It's just a fight of faith. It means you take that word that God gave you, you wage a good warfare with it. You take the word that God gave you, you wage a good warfare with it. You take what God gave you, you wage a good warfare with it. You're speaking it every day. You're thanking God with it. You take the same thing into praise and worship. Oh, glory to God. All right, you're not saying it to manipulate God to do it. Oh, God, I'm singing. No, please remember. Oh, I'm singing. No, remember your promise. I'm singing. No. You know that's fake, and obviously God will know. You know, so because sometimes you do some things, is that let me remind God in case he has forgotten. God doesn't forget. You're sincerely, wholeheartedly praising him. Wholeheartedly. So like I was saying, I mean, so I was in Jebu and I had to squat for over 1 year. But I didn't have to think that God abandoned me. By now, God should give me a place of my own. I wanted a place of my own. But you know that the trying of your faith, working out patience, something is growing as capacity inside you. As capacity inside you. And then God saw my faithfulness. In the midst of that, this guy's committed to the work. He's committed to the work. He's giving more attention to the work than he's giving to himself. He's committed to the work. Faithfulness is key. All because we're new creation people doesn't mean we shouldn't be faithful. Or if you act anyhow, which, yeah, we've all been guilty of. So there's a fight of faith. Or you keep fighting and you keep using your faith to grow, you know, to grow and then to grow and then to grow and then to grow. There's a fight of faith, but you win. Okay. Let's look at two interesting portions in John 14, John 16. They say something very similar, but they're actually different. John chapter 14, the 13th and the 14th verses. John 14, 13 and 14. John 14, 13 and 14. So John 14, 13 says, and whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So I'll take it again. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Okay? So John 16 now, 23 and 24. In that day you will ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked me nothing. Have you asked anything in my name? Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name? Ask and you receive that your joy may be full. I'll take this again. In that day you will ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Up until now, hitherto, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, you receive that your joy may be full. They sound like very, very alike. But actually very different. So John 16 here is talking about prayer and basic rules of prayer. You don't pray to Jesus. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. So please notice. In that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he, the Father, will give it to you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he, the Father, will give to you. This is prayer here. You pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Yes, you can talk to Jesus, you can talk to the Holy Ghost, but the basic rules of prayer, you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Jesus himself addressed his prayers to the Father. So prayers are addressed to the Father. So we now pray in his name to the same Father. Do you understand that? So this is prayer here. All right. Up until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. It means the Father wants your joy full. Your Father wants you happy when you see your faith manifest. He wants you excited when you see the reward or the result of what you've received. He wants to see it. The Father wants to see it. The Father wants to see it. Do you understand that? The Father wants to see it. He wants your joy full, very full, okay? So this is prayer. John 14. 13. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Interestingly, notice that he didn't say, whatever you ask me, I will do. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. I'll point that out again. Jesus didn't say, whatever you ask me, I will do. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So this is not prayer. Prayer was in John 16. The word ask here is actually the word demand. The word ask here is demand. So you find an example in John and in Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John were on the way to the temple and they met the man at the beautiful gate, and Peter said to him, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Peter was not praying. Peter was demanding that the man be healed. Did you get that? Peter wasn't praying. Peter was demanding in the name of Jesus. Did you get that? He was demanding. He wasn't talking to Jesus and say, Jesus, let him be healed in your name. If I number of times in the Bible, in the book of Acts, you hardly found them praying for people to get healed. They were demanding. They were using. So this is you using the name of Jesus. Please notice again the verse, the 13th verse of the 14th chapter of John. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. Not whatever you ask me. It's not prayer. If he had said whatever he asks me, then we see, oh, prayer. He says, talk to me about it. No, this is not talk to me about it. This is whatever you ask in my name. The word ask here is demand or command. In my name, I will do it. So he's at the back of his name enforcing whatever you lay demand on. Did you get that? He's making sure what you're demanding in his name is happening. That's what he means by I will do. And then the Father is glorified because the name is working in your life. Mark chapter 16. In Mark 16, from verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. None of this is prayer. However, all of this is effected. They are all effected by the use of his name. So you don't pray, Father, cast out this demon. So that's where many believers get wrong. All right, they go to the example in the book of Jude, all right, where the Bible says that, you know, the archangel and then the devil were fighting over the body of Moses. And then the archangel could not lift up an accusation, all right, against the devil. And then he said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. You know, so, you know, allow my Yoruba. So you now say, Oluwa Baowi Satani, you know, Lord rebuke you. Guys, that is not for the believer, all right? The believer is not to say to the devil, the Lord rebuke you. Please understand that. Are we getting clear? The believer is not to tell the devil, the Lord rebuke you. All through scripture were clear. Bible says, you resist the devil and it will flee from you. All right? Even when Peter said to us that be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, seeks whom he may devour. Quickly in the next verse, he said, but whom you resist, steadfast in your faith. And we see clearly here, in fact, the first sign Jesus said is, in my name they will cast out devils. This is not prayer. So you don't pray to God about the devil. You don't pray to God about the things the devil is doing in your life and say, God, please do something about it. Why? Because you have authority. You've been raised up together with Jesus. You've been made to sit together with Jesus in heavenly places. That's Ephesians 2, right? Verse 6. And then Jesus in Ephesians 1 was told he's seated far above all principality and power, all right? Every might, every dominion, every name that is named not only in this world, but in the world to come. That means that's where you're seated, far above. I know we don't feel that way all the time. And that's why yesterday we looked at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. If we go by feelings, guys, we will be defeated. If we go by feelings, we'll be whipped. You fight the fight of faith. You fight the fight of faith. If we go by feelings, we'll be defeated. So I know you don't feel like you can address the devil. But that's you placing your feelings above the word of God. Okay? That's you putting your feelings above God's word. So you don't feel like you can address the devil. You don't feel, no, it's not the feeling. Bible says these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. So maybe you feel the issue in your business has been going on for too long, that something fishy is happening. Whether it's witchcraft, you think it might be, whether it's just one funny spiritual oppression against you. Maybe, maybe not. And no problem. Still don't take chances. Go there, speak to the thing. It's your business. Address it. Cast out whatever demon it might be. You have a hard time sleeping, almost like some funny spirits hang around your bed. Take authority. In my name, you will cast out. So this is not prayer. So John 14, 13 is not prayer. Whatever you demand in my name. Whatever you demand in my name. Whatever you demand in my name, it will be done. We'll end with Mark 11. And then maybe pick it up from there tomorrow. But I believe this has been helpful. Mark 11, 24. All right? So this will tie up the fight of faith. Ties it up to John 16, where you pray to the Father. And even to John, 14. Because there's a key principle on receiving here. We've talked about it last week. We need to still talk about it again today. Mark 11, 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So there are basically four elements here. Number one is the desire. Number two is the prayer. Number three is believe you have received, or believe you receive them. And number four, you shall have them. So we desire, we pray, we want to have them. So that means we follow element one, two, element four is what we want next. We skip element three. Or I'll just feel God should understand and then let's move on. Sometimes we're not even clear on our desire, which James now says if we're double-minded, we will not receive anything from God. All right. So if you miss element one, then your element two is not firm. Then there's no element three or four. All right. Remember what we read in James, all right, last week. All right. That if anyone lacks wisdom, James 1 from 5, let him ask from God who gives to all men liberally and upbraid not. All right. But it says, let that man ask in faith. All right. Because if you don't ask in faith, you'll be wavering like a wave of the sea. It says, let not that man think he'll receive anything from God. All right. Because a double-minded man is unstable. So James made it clear. If you're not clear on what you want, then your prayer itself is not clear. And then you won't be able to get what you want. So sometimes we falter in element one. Desire itself is not clear. Now, must desire be 100% specific? I want a blue car with green light, with blue tire, with yellow steering wheels, with blue dashboard, with gray seats, with yellow, what else, with something, you know, with all of that. No. So it doesn't have to be 100% specific, all right? But let's not spend too much time on that. Now, so we miss the area of desire, but all of us love to pray, and that's the issue. We pray a lot. We pray too much. We pray too much. We want to pray about everything. So we're not even sure. So all because there's this drive of prayer. Let's pray about it. Oh, this is going on. Let's pray. We don't even check whether we are getting it right or wrong. We're not even checking whether we're missing anything. So, and that's why, because we pray so often, please check around you. Many people are disappointed. Prayers are not being answered. Many people are quitting. Many people are changing church in the name of, I prayed there, it wasn't answered. Many people are going from one revival to the other, from one mountain to the other. Why? Their prayers are not being answered. And they say, ah, but I pray a lot. Stop the prayer. Check what you're missing about the prayer. Stop the prayer. You know, we can't keep doing it again and again. We're not getting results. And it defeats our conscience a lot. It now makes prayer just one activity, one religious activity somewhere there. Too many people have given up on prayer, but they still pray. They pray a lot. But they have more faith in other people's prayer, but they just pray. So you might be missing the rules on prayer. Well, things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. We'll pick up here, like I said, tomorrow. You need to get the elements. We've got to get the elements. We've got to get the elements. Is that all right? So thank you for following. Please follow on all social media platforms. Lion Rex on us here, in case you haven't. Influence of Spirit Weekly on Sunday was a blast. It's available on YouTube, Lion Rex on us here. Please go and watch it. Please, if you haven't. Even if you have watched it again, it's also on Spreaker. You could search on my profile, look for the album on Influence of the Spirit, and click. You'll find Adventures of a Spirit, Adventures of the Holy Ghost there. So click it, watch it. You can still find it. You find it. It's on YouTube. So please go to YouTube and watch. And if you want audio, you get it right here on Spreaker. Please digest it. It really, really, really would bless you. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow. Have a very, 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 very wonderful day. Bye.